The Lisbon Treaty's ratification has come close to completion after EU leaders on Thursday agreed on an opt-out for the Czech Republic to the treaty's Charter of Fundamental Rights. Czech President Václav Klaus, the document's most vocal opponent, had made clear he would only sign if such a guarantee was provided. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Václav Klaus has long said he would be the last man to sign the Lisbon Treaty, and many doubted he would sign at all. But after Thursday's meeting of EU leaders, he may do so in short order. On Thursday, despite early opposition by Hungary, EU leaders meeting in Brussels were able to thrash out an exemption for the Czech Republic to the EU's Charter of Fundamental Rights. The president had demanded the opt-out over apparent fears EU legislation could lead to property claims by ethnic Germans expelled from Czech soil after World War II. The guarantee formulated by the Swedish EU presidency, sources confirmed, was a general exemption such as Great Britain's or Poland's. Jiří Weigl, a top aide of Mr. Klaus's and a member of the Czech delegation at the EU summit, confirmed the president would not come forward with new demands. That means that the Czech Republic could ratify the treaty soon. Here's what the Czech Prime Minister Jan Fischer had to say.
I want to assure you that if the Constitutional Court finds the treaty in line with Czech law on November 3rd, nothing else should block its ratification in the Czech Republic.
The Constitutional Court has already found the treaty in compliance with Czech law once and is widely expected to do so again when it meets next Tuesday. If the court does, there will be no more hurdles to Mr. Klaus adding his signature to Lisbon and making ratification complete. The treaty would then come into effect in the EU on January 1st, introducing changes to the running of the 27-member union, introducing, for example, the new post of EU president.
Jan Wellinger with that report. Now, President Václav Klaus